The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Hallelujah. I've received countless testimonies. This is the last night, so normally, you see, we are going to take our time tonight, because I will not just be ministering to you, I will be leading you to minister to yourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the word of God? Help me ask you never, are you tired? Help me appreciate the choir. No, somebody cannot tie a scarf like this and not start. You cannot appreciate the person. I appreciate the choir, please. Hallelujah. Looking so wonderful tonight. Wow. I've prayed for you. I will keep praying for you. Amen. That your sins be not lost. Amen. Okay, now Acts 3 verse 19. By now, you should have started quoting it from your head. Repent and be converted. What does it say? That your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of God. Now, I've explained to us, just to refer back to what we did, times of refreshing will refer to what? Being filled with the Holy Ghost. If there are people still upstairs, let them be down. We have started. Hallelujah. We've started since, just that we've started again. Amen. No, it refers to being filled with the Holy Ghost. And one of the ways that happens is by utterance. I showed you in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18, the Bible said, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be what? Come on, talk back to me, but be what? How will you be filled with the Spirit? Verse 19, what did he say? Speaking to yourselves in what? Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So you find out that the key to being filled with the Holy Ghost is to talk. You remember? And there is a statement, that's a fact we established two nights ago. I want to remind you. Where will the times of refreshing come from? From the presence of God, right? Where is that presence of God? Within me. Okay. Who gets filled with the Holy Ghost? Me. Who causes it to happen? And so, everything I'm going to lead you to do tonight, you must find out that you are the switch to it. I have a book out there titled Attention the Supernatural. Have you read the book? Now, if you notice in front of the book, if you have not read it, it's out there. It's you can buy it from the stand. In front of the book, you will see, I've said this a lot, you will see a switch. And I've explained the reason for that switch is to show that actually you are the one that switches on and switches off the supernatural in your life. And so the supernatural is your doing. And so you see the Bible would say, be filled with the Spirit. He didn't say, the Lord will fill you. What did he say? Be filled. And I've explained to us that when we talk about being filled with the Holy Ghost, it doesn't mean that a different anointing or a different Holy Spirit is going to enter you. We as believers, we all have the fullness of the Spirit. And so being filled with the Holy Ghost would mean to give expression to the power of God that is at work in you already. Do you understand? And one of the ways to do that is to speak in tongues, speak in interpretation, and then prophecy. You remember that? Do you remember that? Do you remember it? You are now tired. Do you remember it? You know, I can preach longer than you want to listen. I've warned you. If you don't respond, we'll die here. I can keep you here for 6 hours. You know me. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
Because we can stay here for long. And I'll be enjoying myself. You will not go home. We'll lock up the door. And we'll be enjoying ourselves. Hallelujah. Okay, so tonight. So, you see, by utterance, we get ourselves filled with the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 23. Well, I want to narrow down my teaching tonight to something. Because let me explain to you what is going to happen tonight. If you are coming for the first time, I'm going to release us in this atmosphere. And you are going to minister to each other. Do you understand what I said? Do you understand what I said? You are going to talk to your neighbor, and your neighbor is going to talk to you. Things you will hear from the Spirit tonight. And you say, if you've never heard from God, that's why you are here. Hallelujah. You will minister to your neighbor things you would hear from the Spirit. So you have to be very attentive tonight. And perhaps you flowed in the things of the Spirit before. You still have to be very attentive tonight. Hallelujah. Now look at this. He said, if therefore the whole church be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, what would they say? That you are what? Yeah, you are mad. He said, if all of us gather here, as you are here, and all of us are talking in tongues, and one unbeliever, one unlearned person comes in, like some of you are unlearned. When you came in and you saw all of us praying in tongues, you are like, ah, what's this one? All of them, these people are mad, though. That is it. Praise God. He said, they will say you are mad. Okay, next verse. But if all prophesy, what does it mean to prophesy? To give divine utterances, but this time in a known language, remember? In English. It can also be said, if all interpret what they're saying in tongues. Do you understand? He said, what will happen if all prophesy and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all. Please, I want you to follow what I'm sharing with you tonight. He said, if everybody is prophesying and we come in, if the person, you know, if you listen, you will be convinced in your heart. But then, look at verse 25. Very key. And thoughts are what? Now, this is very key. What happens when we prophesy? Let me see if you can remember. What's the purpose of prophecy? Edification, Exhortation and what? Where do you find that? 1 Corinthians 14, verse 3. Just go there. Verse 3. Go to verse 3. Prophecy does three things: edification, exhortation, comfort. It tells you, so prophecy is just me walking to Sister Joy or Pastor Joy, and from the Spirit I look at her and I say, see, says the Lord, it shall be well. I'm making a straight path before you. Can you imagine now? Now I'm just exhorting her, edifying her, comforting her. But then what you now find in verse 25 is no longer edification, exhortation and comfort. What you find in verse 25 is that by everybody prophesying, the secrets of his heart will now be made manifest. This is no longer edification. This is now another gift in manifestation here. Do you know what I'm talking about now? What gifts is that? Revelation gifts, right? What edifying someone cannot reveal the secrets of his heart. But Bible said that when we gather, that we can prophesy to a point where we begin to reveal the secrets of each other's heart. That is word of knowledge at work. That's now revelation gift. Are you following me at all? He said, before I prophesy, it will come to a time, you know, I've been in a meeting where we did a Holy Ghost meeting to a point, and then I had to stop the meeting because we did to a point. Somebody said, there is somebody here. He just pointed somebody. He said, there's a message that entered your phone. It reads, I said, let's stop. At that point, people can begin to read people's text message. It can be that mad. So I have to stop the meeting. I say, it's okay. Praise God. Praise God. Everybody go back to your seat. Oh, yeah. Because it can come to a point when we, by prophecy, begin to reveal the secret. And I'd like you to see something in this verse. He said, if all come together. So it's not something that the man of God is standing on the stage and saying, there is somebody here where a phone number is this. As wonderful as that is what God expects to happen when we all come together from one person to another. So tonight I will lead you to talk to your neighbor. But tonight I'm going to lead you to speak specifically in the revelation gift of the Spirit. You will know by the Spirit. Did you hear what I said? And I'm going to do a short teaching now. Very short, trust me. You will know by the Spirit. of, you know, okay, what are these revelation gifts again? Word of knowledge, Word of wisdom, and if you don't know it, don't worry. They didn't know it too before. It's just for you to pay attention. Hallelujah. I know when I mentioned revelation gifts, some of you, what came to your mind was drama, dancing, vision. What else are the gifts of the Spirit? Dream. Have the gift of dream. Once I dream, it must happen. How do you have the gift of dream in this place? You say, me, my own gift is interpretation of dream, like Joseph. Once you just dream and bring to me. And the only thing remains is for you to write a book. The name of the book will be Dreams and Interpretation. If you see apple in your dream, it means wife. If you see snake in your dream, what does it mean? That pursuing you. If you see dog in your dream, what does it mean? Immorality. If you now see vulture in your dream, there is that. Let me say this to you, maybe just as a word of introduction. If you have such books, go back and burn them. And if somebody made you buy that book, and collect your money back. You see, you think those things are nonsense. Did you get me? Say monkey means this, snake means this. If you eat in your dream, it means you are possessed. Let me say this to you. And some of you, you know, Peter was sleeping. Food came down. Rice, kill and eat. Peter refused to kill it. God got angry. He said, what God has made clean, don't call it unclean. Oga, eat. Next time you see food in your dream, eat. And you have to warn all those people that used to bring food in your dream. They should stop bringing what you don't like. Give them the diet, the delicacies to be bringing, so that it's not when, at least if I'll be possessed, let me be possessed by something good. You know? I eat my way to possession. And it must be something good. So please sound a note of warning to all those demons that used to bring food in your dream. What's your favorite food? Tell them. The chicken you've not eaten in real life, tell them to bring it. So I'll be having hope. Those are not gifts. The gifts, these revelation gifts, the word revelation, why we call the revelation gifts, they are gifts that bring a knowing. To know. You remember utterance gifts, you are just saying something. Tongues, like a baradaba shandoya. Even when you are interpreting tongues, notice that you don't even know what you want to interpret. You observe it? You're just talking. But revelation gifts, you know. One of them is word of knowledge. What is word of knowledge? Word of knowledge is to reveal a noun fact or a past fact. I say it again. To reveal a noun fact or a past. For instance, if I walk up to you and say, your name is this. What's that gift? Word of knowledge. It's something that's happening now. If I say your date of birth is 15th of April, you see, that's hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which of you around here is born or was born in August? Which of you? In August? Raise your hand. August. No, not there. Not there. Along this line. Huh? No. Which of you here was born in August? When were you born? When were you born? When were you born? You don't know again. Which of you was born in August? Huh? From here to the back, I'm asking. Huh? None of you. Okay, let's stop. Which of you was born in August? Along this line. August. Okay. Which of you here was born in August? You. Okay. Which of you was born between August 10th and 15th? You. You're born when? August 11th. Okay. Before the close of this meeting, I'm going to tell you something about you. You understand? Remind me. Praise God. Fine. Now, let's go back to what I was talking about. Now, the revelation gift is word of knowledge. an ability to know something now or something about the future. Oh, no, now. You get the point? Your name is this. Your phone number is this. And you know this gift is sweet. It can wow people. Do you understand? Does it wow you? See, he knows my name. He just called my name. Just. It can be very sweet. That's revelation gift. And you know the amazing thing? You have it. Hope you know that. Mm-hmm. The sign of spirit is ability to see into the realm of the spirits. Most times you are seeing spirits. I was talking about angels in the day. In the sign of spirit, you see angels, you see demons, you see spirits. But notice something I'm going to say. Everybody pay close attention. Pay very close attention. In descending of spirits and word of knowledge, these two gifts, half of the time, they are irrelevant if they stand on their own. Do you know what I said? For instance, if I walk up to you and say, your name is Jovita, you are a pastor, you school in UNN. Is it true? Yes, sir. Has it changed anything? I get the point. You just know. He just brings assignment. It's true. Say, there's somebody in your father's house. His name is Onish. And this Onish has been threatening your family. And I say, yes. You see, everything I'm saying is true. Do you get the point? But standing on its own, the only place it will play a role is maybe I'm looking for my phone. And you just tell me your phone is also placed. Some of those places. But most of the time, and Zeno Spirit, for instance, you see this spirit, you see an angel, you see a demon. Nothing has changed. Word of Zeno Spirit must bring a knowing. You get the point? And word of knowledge only becomes complete most times when it is accompanied by a word of wisdom. That's why I'll be teaching about word of wisdom tonight. What is word of wisdom? Word of wisdom is the ability to know something, a fact that is yet to come. So as word of knowledge reveals the present, word of wisdom reveals, I count you a mature prophet by how you handle the word of wisdom and not really word of knowledge. You get it right? Because you can call everybody out and tell them their problem. Say, right here, your foot is swollen. At your back, there is a growth. In your head. Your head don't used to grow well. You can know all of that. But then when you are done, you've wowed the audience. And that's what some people like doing. Hallelujah. Just like doing it. Just wow people. Just talk. And people say, yes. But then, word of wisdom. It was Brother Hagin that said that the greatest of the revelation gift is the word of wisdom. And this is the reason he gave. The reason is because when you flow in word of wisdom gives life to word of knowledge and discerning of spirits. If I walk up to you and say you are looking for a job, and you say yes, has it changed anything? When I now tell you that by this time tomorrow, when you step out, you're going to step into an office. When you get to the office, look at what you say and do, and the job will be yours. I have helped you, right? Are you what I'm talking about? It will not be by how I exercise word of knowledge. It will be by how I exercise the word of wisdom. It's an ability to know not just what is happening now or what has happened, but what will happen. So first thing I said, word of wisdom gives life to word of knowledge and even the sending of spirits. It will give life to it. Like, okay, I just mentioned someone born around August 10th to 15th. That was something the Lord told me about the person. Okay, let me talk about word of wisdom now. So, like, for instance, like Ella now, when I'll be done teaching, there's a song you're going to get, and that song will speak about the ability of God. And I'll tell you how I knew. While I was still praying over this message this evening, I saw you. I was sitting down here. You walked up to me and you began to sing a song into my ear. And the Lord says she will get a song tonight. That's no word of knowledge. Do you get the point? Are you kidding what I'm talking about? But if I walk up to her and say, Ella, you a singer? I say, yes.
That's just, I have known, but the word of wisdom will speak about what will come.
Do you understand the point? Do you understand the point? And so you find out that word of wisdom gives life to word of knowledge. That's why if you're going to function in the prophetic here, listen carefully. When the Lord tells you something about somebody, don't go. Do you understand the point? Don't just step out. Don't just step out. There is something else, you see, that would follow. Something else that would follow. Something else that would follow. And that would be the word of wisdom. And how you exercise that particular gift is what will determine how mature you are with the prophetic. Are you still here? Are you still here? Don't worry, just calm down. We're still going to run tonight. I just want to, you're feeling somehow in your system. Don't worry. I like starting like this. So how you exercise that very gift will determine how you're going to run. There are some words that are coming to me. I don't want to give them because they're personal. I don't want to call the people out, but because they're personal stuffs to them. One of them I've already met. I wanted to give that word tonight, but already met me. Who was talking to me about an issue around the ribs and then the leg? Who was pressing somebody? You, right? I got that word. Are you okay now? You are healed totally. And then when I got that word, I saw you, and Ali, you talked about it anyway. When she began to cough, I began to cough out blood. Right? You're okay now, Shay. There's a lot of what I'm seeing here now. But then you see, if I just give that word, that's a word of knowledge, but that has to be accompanied by a healing gift for it to be complete. Do you get what I'm talking about? Is if I just say, pain, yes, leg, pain, yes, you cough out blood, yes, the whole church will go mad. Wow, depth, deep, dimension, realm. You see, nothing has changed. It is what I do with the word that will make the difference. So word of wisdom will give life to word of knowledge. Okay, another thing you find out about word of wisdom is word of wisdom can show the future. In fact, it shows the future. It will reveal the future. It will reveal the future. Word of wisdom is particularly the gift that ministers direction. Many of you are still confused about what you can do, you got to do in life and all that, because you've not stepped fully into the word of wisdom. When you get into word of wisdom, you will know what you have to do. That's the gift that ministers direction. I get the point. That's the gift that shows the future. That shows the future. Many years ago, 2013, I'd be 12, yes, to be precise, I was praying in my room, and then I saw Zoe. I've always known the word Zoe, and the Lord said, this meeting, this, that. That was 2012. Today, it has been actualized, but many years ago, it was just a word of wisdom, but it showed what will come in the future. Are you listening to me this evening? So, word of wisdom shows the future. You know, many of you can know the man that you're supposed to marry by a word of wisdom. Not because the Lord will give you the name and say his name is Emeku Gwishi. No, that's not it. But because sometimes you will find out the Lord will tell you that when you see this and see this and see this, you will know that this is him. Are you know what I'm talking about? The word of wisdom can speak into your future. It can show you. And so tonight, many of you are going to see 2020 from here. I know what I'm saying. That's the word of wisdom at work. It will be activated. One of you will see 2020 and see the path that you must walk. It is that gift that speaks into the future. And so when I ask you to pray for people, some of them, you will hold your hands to pray with them and you will begin to see things about their future. Don't be scared to talk. I know what I'm talking about. That's the word of wisdom. And last thing you find the word of wisdom will do is that, like talking about showing the future, it ministers direction. It shows you the next step that you're going to take. I'll show you this. Acts 8 verse 25. You know, some
a point in life, you don't know what's the next step I'm going to take. The gift of word of wisdom will show you the next step. You know, when you release yourself to these times of refreshing that we've been talking about, there are statements that you should know, you cannot make. Things like, I am confused. I don't even know where to go from here. I don't even know the next step to take. No. You don't make such statements. Because there is a working of the Spirit in you. Call the word of wisdom. It can show you and give you direction. Philip had just finished doing a mega revival. This will bless you. In Samaria. A revival that shook the whole city. He even called Peter to come and lay hands. But you see, when you are a man of the Spirit, you should know that every revival does not mean you plant a church. Normally, when you finish kind of meeting, maybe you just come here for evangelism, everywhere just blessed. And they ask, what should be the next thing to do? People should get accommodation from you. I've come to stay. But then, look at this. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem, this is Peter them, and preached the gospel in many villages of Samaria. Now, verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go towards the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. You know, this is very strange. Oga finished a revival in a crusade, in a village. The Lord said he should go to a desert. To go and do what? But that's what of wisdom. It always tells you the next step to take. You see, you should not be living your life like a confused being. Some of you live your life like Omusoronka, Ode Rosa. Did you play that game? Which way should I follow? Tumbo. Which one is working? Which one pays more? Which one? He said, there is always the next step to take. And it is by the gift of word of wisdom that you will know. That you will know. You see, when you learn to activate this gift in your life and begin to work with it, you should not make decisions like they were. Don't just stand up and say, okay, which what am I going to do now? I'm coming to something. Look at this. He said, go to Gaza. It is a desert. You know, when this word comes and Philip is telling anybody that the Lord has said I should leave Samaria to a desert, nobody will understand. Have you ever gotten such words from God that only you understand? You are trying to tell people the Lord said I should. You say, are you mad? How can the Lord say? When I finished school and I wanted to start pastoring, the Lord has let me start pastoring. You see, I've told this story a couple of times. The simplest option then for me, some of you that know how my ministry started, would have been to go down to Nsoka and start a church. You know it would have blown through or through. A lot of people would have joined. I prayed. The Lord said, don't go to Nsoka, you're staying in Enugu. And I said, okay, bless God. I'm going to Enugu. The Lord said, no, you will stay in Abani. And I said, well, that's okay. I just handed over JCB president. So I was as popular as I can be. And the Lord said, you're going to stay in Abani. Make no banner, make no posters. Don't just go and tell some of you that joined us in Abani. You find out we didn't have banner, we didn't have posters. Did you observe? It was later. The Lord said, I don't want anybody that knew you because you are JCB president to come with that influence. I want you to raise fresh people. What a word. It's like God likes suffering people. But you see, good word of wisdom will give you direction, steps to take. So it ministers direction. You find these two, for instance, in 2 Corinthians, okay, let's have Matthew 20, verse 13. Matthew 2 and verse 13. The case of Joseph had a dream when they were departed. Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt and be thou there until I bring the word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Notice, by the time God was telling Joseph this, Herod has not even decided to destroy young children. But the gift of word of wisdom sees into the future, even what you are planning to do. Are you following me at all? He said, Herod will want to do this, so see what you do. So by the time Herod could pass the decree, the guys they were looking for had left. By word of wisdom, deliverance can be wrought. Are you what I'm talking about? He can tell you, see the next step to take. Have you ever gotten to a bus park to travel, and the Lord says, and something just says, don't enter that bus, enter that one.
It's not because you're afraid. It's not because there's anything. Something just said, don't enter this one. That is the gift of word of wisdom, showing you in by step directions and steps that you must take. And so by the gift of word of wisdom, direction is means that I want to talk about one particular aspect of direction. This direction that comes by the word of wisdom can also work miracles. Some of you that pray for the sick and you heal the sick, this what I'm saying now will help you. This word of wisdom can also minister direction that will bring about a miracle. In 2 Kings chapter 5, you see, Naaman came to Elisha to pray for him. What did he say? Go to the river Jordan and wash yourself 7 times. What's that? It should not be foolishness to say anytime you want to get healed, just go to River Jordan and bath. 1, tubulum. 2, tubulum. 3, tubulum. After 7, you're fine. No. Why did that instruction come? It was a word of wisdom. So sometimes you can find a word of wisdom that a man has to follow to receive his healing. Some of you, that's why sometimes you struggle in the healing, whatever, because you think that what works then must work now. If some of us can begin to engage the word of wisdom, like there's one of our people here now. When she was there to come for this meeting, she had an issue at home, and they said, don't come. And when she called, we were talking, and I said, what you do is, once it is 30 minutes, exactly 30 minutes from now, step, meet your father and say this and say this. Those things can work miracles. I get the point. Those instructions. So by word of wisdom, you can work a miracle. Jesus met another leper. He says, see, go and wash in the river and come. Immediately they turned. That's why when such things are in operation, the person receiving the miracle must be detailed and must be ready to obey those instructions to the letter. I get the point. So by a word of wisdom, miracles can be wrought. Jesus met one man that was blind and then spit on the floor, on the ground, mixed sand and covered the person's eye. Glory to God. You know, you meet a blind man, you cover his eye the more. But what happened? He covered, I said, go to the river and wash. These are instructions. I get the point. And those things, you don't come up with them. Say, what will I tell this man to do now? Pastor will always say we should rejoice. Oh yeah, rejoice. You know, the first miracle service I witnessed, you know, it was a great man of God preaching. And then when he got to that point, he said, we are going to do something. We are going to shout, jump up and shout hallelujah 3 times. When we shout the third hallelujah, anything you couldn't do, begin to do it. See, that was it. We shouted hallelujah. Second time, by the third time, I saw clutches on the air. I saw wheelchairs. I saw people were shouting. Will I now say that anytime you want to heal the sick, just say, shout hallelujah 3 times? No. By the word of wisdom, you can be given directions that will wrought miracles in your life. Are you getting what I'm talking about at all? It will help a lot of you. That will wrought miracles in your life. And so the word of wisdom ministers direction, and this direction can produce the miraculous. It can be steps that you need to take. I went, you know, I don't do some of these things, but sometimes when they come as instructions, I went to pray for a woman. All over her body, I don't know what happened to her. You can find all of, from head to toe, she was covered with boils and all. Boils all over her body. By the time I stepped into that place, immediately my eyes were opened. And I saw this woman having her bath. And she had her bath and came out and she was fine. And I knew what to do immediately. I got a cup of water, blessed water, poured it. I said, go and have your bath. I said, I've had my bath. I said, go and bath again. She had her bath. She came out. She was sound. You say, was it the water that healed her? No. I saw. I get what I'm talking about. Direction can be ministered. And when you minister that direction, it can produce the miraculous. And I've seen this word of wisdom to work in different places. Okay, before I get to that, you find out when Mary wanted to take in. Okay, should I use Mary? Should I use Mary? Okay, let's leave that. You notice, okay, let me show you another case of the miraculous. I love this one. 2 Kings 6 verse 5. I love this one so much.
You will see how the word of wisdom can work miracles. Look at this. But as one was felling a beam, so they were cutting a tree, the axe head fell into the water. Do you understand? They were cutting a tree, the axe head fell in. And he cried and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." Next verse. And the man of God said, "Where fell it?" And he showed him the place. What did the man of God do? He cut down a stick and cast it in there. And the irons began to swim. You know what I'm talking about? That was not magic. This is direction that will produce the miraculous. I get what I'm saying. And some of you will see some of those things in your life. You will receive specific. Somebody came to me recently, yesterday, and we have such. She said the Lord. She has been trusting the Lord for something for her business, something around the range of 900 to 1.1 million naira. And this is a very young business. And the Lord said, "Go to the market and price it." She went and priced and came back. The Lord said, "Go back this time, take somebody and go and price it." I'm yet to hear from her. But you know, such instructions can come. I get the point. And sometimes they can be crazy. Elisha cuts down branch and threw inside the water. The axe began to swim. Hallelujah. Are you still here? So, word of wisdom. You see, it's not just, it can, sometimes it can be so descriptive. Sometimes I see it described. The Lord will just say, as you step out, you know, that's what Samuel told Saul. He said, as you step out from here, you will meet three men. They will be carrying bread. When they will give you bread, collect it. By the time you meet them, you will begin to prophesy. You remember that? By the word of wisdom, he stepped out, met those men, they began to prophesy. He began to prophesy. Why? Because word of wisdom can minister clear direction about the future. Show you how it's even going to work. And you will walk in that gift tonight. Are you listening to me? You will. Because times of refreshing shall come from where? From the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that presence of God lives inside of you. Are you still listening to me? It lives inside of you. So you find out Elisha did that and there was miraculous. So you find that this ministers the miraculous, this ministers solutions in the craziest of ways. I give you like one or two examples. Joseph. You know, Joseph, I'll show you word of wisdom. Joseph got to Egypt, interpreted Pharaoh's dream. You know, Joseph interpreting Pharaoh's dream, what gift is that? What gift is that? Word of. You better talk. We're not going today. No. It's dancing. That's the gift. What gift of the Spirit was that? That gave an ability to interpret a person's dream. Knowledge, wisdom is what, yeah. Okay, let me take it a step further. After he interpreted the dream, he now said, "This is what you must do, Pharaoh." What gift is that? What was the other one? Okay, keep it somewhere in your head. Now, what led me to that? You see, the counsel that Joseph gave Pharaoh made food available in Israel. That counsel did not come from studying business books. Some of you economists here, you study the economics. That counsel did not come from economics. So that was a word of wisdom. So you can proffer solutions that are clearly from the Spirit. Some of you over your business, you can get a word of wisdom that will progress your business. The Lord can just say, "See what you just do, step out. When you get to the shop on Monday, do this, put this here. When people come, they'll be like, "Wow, business strategy." But you know, that's not it. I get what I'm talking about. And so you find that Joseph gave that counsel, and then Pharaoh was wowed. And that blessed the entire Egypt, for 7 years. He saved them from famine. You can receive such words. So word of wisdom can profess solutions in the craziest of ways. Some crazy ideas that God will just say, "Hey, see what you do." And that's why when you hear those things from God, the best way to do is to act on them immediately. Best thing to do, act on them immediately.
Hallelujah. Man of God, I know so much. You know, he wanted to go on TV. He had prayed and the Lord said, okay, it's time. And he said, Lord, what do I do? The Lord said, go to the man, to the lady that has the whole TV equipment and whatever you need for it, whatever, and go and tell her you want to come on TV. This was many years ago. So he went to the woman and they said, you want to come on TV? The woman said, well, look at the amount. And the man said, see, I don't have that kind of money anywhere. The woman said, price now. The man said, you know that something, when they tell you something is 10 million and you don't have up to 1 million and they ask you to price, where do you start from? just forget it. The man was just looking. He said, price anything, just price anything. He said, price anything. He said, immediately the word dropped. And the man said, anything, he says, anything, he says, yes. What if you give us free? The woman started laughing. And then the woman started laughing. The Lord said, laugh with her. And he started laughing. They laughed. In fact, the way he told me, he said, the joy in me rubbed off on her. He said, they laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. He said, these people in the church, take it. And that was it. For free. He said, that's coincidence. No, that's word of wisdom at work. Some leaders that will work some dangerous miracles. God can lead us. So, are you getting what I'm saying? We are not playing, no. Shey, no. You see, this spiritual thing we are doing is joke. What do you even take us for? Eh? God can lead us. By a word of wisdom. And some of you, I'm going to be leading you to talk to men. Because some of the instructions you will give them will be clear and direct. Look at the steps that you have to take. So, and what led me to this is not wisdom. Word of wisdom is not wisdom you got from school. You get the point? It's not even wisdom you got from within the Bible. Some of them are specific. It does not now mean, that's what I want to show, it's a word of wisdom. This word is for this moment. It doesn't mean that anytime you want to go on TV, all you have to do is to stand up, locate a woman, and laugh. Then they will bundle you out of that office. You'll be wondering what you did. He says, "Ma, I came to laugh." He said, "What did you come to?" He said, "We came to laugh." Hey, your life will not remain the same. And some of you that are pastors here and ministers, there could be specific directions that God would have to give you that you have to follow. Some of you have been cracking your head. What do we do? What do we do? You go for evangelism, you come back. Some of those things are just some simple words of wisdom, direction that God will drop in your heart, that you're just going to step in and everything will blow. Everything. You see, most times we struggle so much because we've not engaged the ability of God in us. Are you getting the point? When we came, and sometimes those when we came to Enugu, to do church. Some of you remember, you know, I think it was some of my people met me here in Enugu. That was last year. And they told me, they said, you know, that actually everybody that is a grace person in court in this Enugu already have one church or the other that are going. And immediately I heard from the Lord. The Lord said, anybody that is a grace person in this Enugu, don't invite the person to our church. And I told them, you get the mind? I said, don't invite any of them. You know, some kind of instructions. You see, don't invite anybody that is already in grace. You to leave them. The Lord says some of them will come on their own. Say, go for others. Some of those instructions that, and some of them, they will come in very descriptive ways. The Lord will say, when you step out, you're going to do this and do this and do this. I've given people words like, when you go for the interview, you're going to, you know, Jesus did this. I'm already running out of myself. Jesus told them, when you go, you know that place they said, how do we prepare the Passover for you? Can you remember? Can you remember? Okay, Matthew 21. Let's look at these two. Matthew 21, verse 1. Before we get to Passover. Matthew 21, verse 1. And when they drew nigh to Jerusalem, and we had come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. How did he know that when you get there, you will find two animals tied? Is the word of wisdom. I get what I'm talking about. When you go, you will see. And look at verse 3. And if any man say unto you, what are you doing? What do you say to the person? The Lord
has need of them. And straight away he will release it. You know, if they have said anything, he said, we will return it to. We are not stealing it to. You know what it means for some instructions? The Lord just said, when you get there, you will see two animals, begin to untie it. Is it your own? They've not given you mass beating before. He said, begin to untie it. He said, if they ask you, the only thing you see, and you notice it happen, then they ask, what are you doing? He said, the Lord has need of it. That was the wisdom for that situation. And the leader dropped, bam, said, okay, it's okay. How you know what I'm talking about? So you see, Jesus flow in this enough. Okay, I'll show you like two more. Luke 19:29, almost the same story. Luke 19:29. He said, and it came to pass, when he came nigh to Bethphage and Bethany, at a mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent some of his disciples, in verse 30, saying, go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entry you shall find a coat tied, whereupon yet never a man sat. Loose him and bring him here. Bring him thither or hither. And if any man ask you, why do you lose him? Thus shall you listen to him, because the Lord had need of him. Simple. These are not natural things, so. Okay, I'll show you one that blessed me. Luke 22:9. So you see, the word of wisdom can work a lot of things in your life. God can show you by the Spirit, minister direction, minister provision too. And many of you can even get houses by a word of wisdom. Free cars, word of wisdom. You know, I have a friend of mine. He got married. He said, when they were about getting married, he said, one day they were praying. The Lord said, you and your wife should step out and go and look for a house. He didn't have a house. So they stepped out. They were walking from place to place. And you know, when you take that journey, it's like you're walking with spiritual GPS. Somehow you just know where you're going to enter. He said he entered the compound immediately. And then the man just said, what is it? Kyuncho. Yeah, we were looking for a house. And I said, both of you look like people who want to get married. And I said, yes. So and I said, look at these children. No. You want to get married and you don't have a house. Egonekunji. So we're just making inquiries and asking questions. You know. And the man said, these children. Okay, don't worry. Tomorrow, come and leave. That was it. Tomorrow. Some kind of things that following divine leading. You see, what we call word of wisdom? It can lead you and work things for you. You know, Reverend Peter said, he said, when he wanted to get married, he said they were praying together with the wife. He said he was just praying. They prayed, rejoicing in the Holy Ghost. Pray that God will give you a good wife and a good husband, that you guys will pray together. Hallelujah. Amen. So they were praying and rejoicing in the Spirit together that day. And he said he just prayed. And he thought and looked at the wife. This was around December. He said, baby, let's get married next year. He said, when? March. The woman said, okay. and then they kept praying. The Lord said, tomorrow, just move to so-so-so place and meet this man. He said, for what? Just go and see him. He went, saw the man, came back with 500,000. He said, when he woke up the next morning, he said, Lord, where are we going to today? Who are we going to meet today? It's not to go to meeting people. I'm a meter. What else do I do? Hallelujah. You see, some of those divine direction that can work things in your life. Look at this verse. They said unto him, where do you want us to prepare the Passover for you? Okay, verse 10. And he said unto them, behold, when you are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. These are descriptions. He said, when you get to a place, you meet a man carrying water. Look at word of wisdom. Do you observe? You learn that this man carrying water is useless in this vision. His work is just to show them the house they will enter. Look at it. He said, anyhow he enters, follow him. Verse 11. And you shall say unto the good man of the house, the master said unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat? You see, what of wisdom is crazy. He said, where you go there? The master said, where is the guest room that I will eat with my disciples? You know, somebody argued with me and said, maybe he had already booked the room before. And I said, how did he also know that he will meet a man? They will meet a man carrying water and that the man will enter into that house. These are not coincidences. I get the point. He said, well, you gotta just ask him, where is that place? And they asked the man, look at the next verse. Verse 12. And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. Prepare that place. Make the place ready. By a word of wisdom, things can work out for you. And so we are going to open our heart to flow in this. Are you getting me tonight? And remember, I said, this is yours. I hope you know that. So say, sir, I wish I have this gift there. Kai, what I'll be doing there? You have this gift. You are going to open the tap today. Are you getting the point? We will put on the switch. You have it. I've seen crazy words that will just come. And sometimes when you give it to people, that's why, you see, when I stand as your pastor and I tell you to do some things, they are not advices. Do them. I'm not advising you. I get the point. Some of them are words, clear words. And I've shared this in church and the person is here. So I will not look at the person I'm talking to. You know, somebody missed a test, you know, because of one program. Missed a test because of program. Hallelujah. Missed a test because of a program. And then the man now went back to take the test and all that. And the man said, before I give you this test, the man started trying to touch her or something. And I said, leave me alone, you know. And the man said, they are very stupid. I'm going to fail this course. You know, collected the lady's number and said, come back on Wednesday. Only if you are ready for business. Do you understand? And she came out, she was crying, she called me. And by the Spirit, I said to her, you will go back on Wednesday. He said, what do I do? I said, just the simple instruction is, enter the office, introduce yourself to the man. Sir, my name is this. I came to write my test. What will happen? He will forget you. And I said, don't come like you've come. Don't say, sir, I'm that girl that came, just enter the office. Good evening, sir. Good evening. My name is Henry Onyedikachi. I missed your test. I came to write it. She went into the place. Some people here know the story. She went to the place. Just said, good evening, sir. My name is this. He said, just help me and record this course. After recording this course, and I said, don't worry, go. I'll give you assignment in place of the test. He forgot they ever had any contact before. That's not me. That's not magical. You know, you see, if she had entered that office and said any other thing that I did not say, I get it. If she had entered and said, sir, I want to talk to you about something. I know the other time you said I should come back. But sir, I cannot do it. I get the point. Now that does not mean that in every case, all you have to do is just enter and say, my name is this. The man will say, is it not you again? Those are clear words of direction that can come to you. And you act on them and they will produce dangerous things for you. I know what I'm talking about. You act on them. I'm steering you to allow this to begin to gain expression. Words of direction. Direction. It's called word of wisdom. And then, let me just rush this. These words of wisdom can come. Let me tell you how you can get them. Some people ask, so how can I begin to get this? One of them, obviously, it can come by an angel, like I said in the day. An angel can bring a word of wisdom to you. There are many stories like that. The story of Philip I gave you, it was an angel that came to him and said, go to so-so place. So by angelic visitations, like I explained in the day, you can get a word of wisdom. Another thing, which I'm going to dwell on a little, is you can get a word of wisdom through visions. 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 You know, there are three types of visions, right? Number one, there is the open vision. The open vision is a vision you see with your eyes open, with your physical eyes. Has it ever happened to you? You see into the spirit with your two eyes. It's not like eye of the spirit, two eyes. Sometimes you are seeing it and you are wondering if your neighbor is not seeing the same thing. I don't get the point. That's an open vision. It can bring a word of wisdom. Another kind of vision is what we call trance. You know what is trance? Trance is a vision where your senses are suspended. An example of, the only easiest way you can understand trance, dream. Okay, let me ask you. Have you ever told yourself, I was just lying down. I didn't know whether I was sleeping or whether I was awake. See what happens to you. But I began something. I think I was not really sleeping. But it looked like I was sleeping. And then I saw something. That thing is God talking to you. It's not malaria. It's not malaria. Can you imagine? It's not malaria. When you're so carnal, you just say, this malaria is coming again. And trust me, malaria will come. You see, that's a trance. And you find that Peter fell into a trance. That's how he got to know that he should go and see Cornelius. Are you getting the point? So by a trance, a word of wisdom can be communicated to you. By dreams too. You're still under trance. By dreams. That's why when you train yourself well, you don't play with your dreams when your mind is fully renewed. Are you getting me? I say, well, your mind is fully renewed. It's not when you begin to see where they're pursuing you, everything that's pursuing you. Let me give an advice. One day, if you dream and they pursue you, stand up and pursue the thing back. Just stand up. Run. I'm telling you the truth. Just run. Stop. Stand up. Or you say they used to press you. Next time they press you, wake up, go to the wall, press them back. That's not the dream I'm talking about. Well, your mind is filled with God can begin to show you things by the Spirit while you're dreaming. Have you ever gotten a word through a dream here? Joseph, he was in a dream that the angel said, carry this baby and run. And you know, when God speaks like that, don't negotiate. Don't say, God, but I thought this baby is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. How can I carry the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and run? Okay? Start running, you know. You know, it was Archbishop Benson the host that I said, one day robbers came to his house and he stood up and said, do you know who I am? You know Archbishop now? The most audacious preach I've ever seen. So robbers said, do you know who I am? How dare you? And the robbers, all of them, they ran. The next day, the robbers came to his house. And then the wife said, it's like robbers are here. He ran. And the wife said, is it not you that said? He said, what I heard now was wrong. No, sometimes boom is better than statements. Do you understand? Okay, sorry. If you don't understand it, just leave it. So the guy ran. Some of those instructions can come. Amen. I'll be standing at it one night. You know, I was coming from, that was my first day in school. I was standing at a particular junction and then I was feeling funny. So I was just praying in tongues. That's why utterance is one of the easiest ways to get into all this. I was just praying in tongues, talking in the Holy Ghost at that junction. And I was waiting for a bus to get home. So I was having this leading not to go home. It was around 8-9. Why won't I go home? The Lord said, I will have this leading. Divert and begin to go to your friend's house. As I was standing there, I was immediately, it felt like the thing, you know when God is advising you, you don't want to listen. He now shouted, turn and go to your friend's house. Immediately I turned to go. I just took 1, 2, 3 steps in that direction. A hillock came, police. They were robbing somewhere. They came, arrested everybody around that place. So when they came, I was already walking. They came to me. I said, I was already walking away. I said, where did they go? You know, trust me, I entered my Queen's English. Good evening, sir. I'm actually coming from my pastor's house and I'm going home. He said, okay, they run. If you come there, you know, if I was standing there, you get the point? I was just enter and I'm saying, I no follow. I'm not a mongo. I not do anything, no. See my Bible, you know. And you know the way Nigeria is. Now, some of you are listening to this message from somewhere. You're listening to this message from maybe outside this country. See, forget to. In our country, the police carry you. Jesus is Lord, though. If police carry you, in fact, once police carry you, you did something. How can they carry you and you did not do anything? You did something. And in our country, I know follow is 10,000. God knows I did not do anything. 10,000. Okay, you have been bailed. Pay 10,000 to come out. Nigeria is the only place where you go to police station, you see bail is free. I've gone to police station, they say bail is free. But you will pay. Police is your friend. But when you see them at night, you run. So that night, I moved. They came. You see, and that has happened a lot of times. The Lord will just say, hey, take that step. Follow this way. And then somehow he saves us from such things. So what led me to that? Trance. By a dream, That's why when your mind is fully renewed, you don't just despise your dreams anyhow. You get the point? Don't despise your dreams anyhow. Because some of those dreams, God can give you direction, what you are going to do, the next step you are going to take. Are you getting the point? By your dream, by a trance. And some of you, when I'm going to start, when we start praying, you know, some of you are going to, you notice, I've never been praying for you in a meeting and you went down under the anointing and passed out and you had a revelation. Has it happened to you before? A lot. Did it happen to you in this program? What has it happened to you in this meeting? Let me see your hand. Let me move your hands. I'm serious. It happened to you this meeting? Hey, like you too, yes. I'm talking about on the first night. It happened to you on the first night, right? Uh-huh. Because I got that while I was here. Amen. You just get, God can just take you into that trance and then, boom, you begin to see things. Don't play with those things. Amen. Amen. Now, the third type of vision, obviously, would be an inward vision. This one is a vision you see with the eyes of your spirit. You see this one? All of you see this one. But you've reduced it to either imagination. You know what I'm saying? All of you see this one. Don't you pray sometimes and you see something flash through your eyes? Does it not happen to you? That is not your mind, though. The reason it doesn't make sense to you, I don't have time to teach on visions. The reason it doesn't make sense to you is that you don't know that when you see a vision, how many of you know you can prolong a vision? You can make a vision last 3 hours. You are the one in control. You can stop the vision and start it again. I tell you a simple thing. When that next time that thing flashes and passes, I tell you what to do. Lord, what does this mean? You get the point? You bring it back. You start the vision again. You get the point? Sometimes you think, you know, it's not imagination. Sometimes just flash and say, Lord, what does this mean? You know, the more you begin to talk and talk in a vision, the more you begin to talk in a vision, you are prolonging the vision. He says, talk inside vision. Yes, now, can't you talk inside vision? You know, it's your realm. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You can talk in a vision. I didn't get that correct. God can be talking, say, no, God didn't get that correctly. Rewind back. Amen. And you start again. God, you see, is an inward vision. So tonight you're going to be praying. Some of the times I'll ask you to hold your neighbor and pray with the person. You could just hold the person's hand and you see a large crowd. Don't just imagine. Don't just say, I don't even know what I'm seeing. What does this mean, Lord? And then what will now happen? You begin to have what we call an inward knowing. That's one of the strongest ways word of wisdom comes. Have you ever met somebody and you just know something? It's not like you heard a voice. You just know. Does that happen to you? That's word of wisdom. That can be word of knowledge. That's the way. You see, just hold the person. So by that, immediately you say, Lord, what does this mean? Don't expect that the Lord will now begin to echo into your ear. My daughter, my daughter. Actually, what I've always wanted to tell you. No. When you say, Lord, what does this mean? You begin to know by the Spirit. You know why you've not heard the word of wisdom sometimes? You don't trust your knowing. You get the point? You know every gift of the Spirit must function by faith. You get the point? You have to believe. So when that comes, you just know that this, that. You just can dare to give it. You can dare to give it. And so when those spiritual visions flashes through your eyes, I have a daughter here, once her own is, she'll begin to see shapes. How it used to make me laugh. Shapes. So I see triangle. I see block. And by the time she puts the triangle and block together, it's something. Some of you know who I'm talking about. I see circle. No, one day somebody asked her, give me a word. She brought pen and brought paper and began to draw. You know, word of wisdom can be that descriptive. I get the point. She drew and drew and drew and said, see what I see. See this, see what it means. And some of those drawings, we carry step by step direction that you have to take. Hallelujah. So we say, I am the presence of God. Say, the power of God is working in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For instance, one of the things that they're going to share with me tonight, there's one person here, actually, a couple of you saw me praying for you before this meeting, but there's one person here that You see, you saw before this meeting where I called you out and I laid my hands on you. I called you out. You saw it in a dream, actually. In a dream, not in your head. In a dream, right? I called you out and I laid my hands on you. And then that particular thing that you saw, it's because there is a gift that has to be activated in you. And it's this gift I'm talking about tonight. Do you get the point? I see. You know, dream you saw, I called you out and laid my hands on you. And someone said, all this knowing. You say, how did you know, sir? You heard it with your left ear. No. Stop all those. I told you, don't be spooky about spiritual things. He said, right now, I can hear in my left ear. See, we used to tell us the truth. There is no left ear hearing. It's just that some men, because of use, when you use it and use it and use it, it becomes so real to you. You hear things like, I come out of my compound. I step into on those states. No, he's not stepping into anywhere. He's inside that place. But wait, word of wisdom can be that practical too. I've been in meetings too and left the meeting to people's houses and came back. And you know one thing about the supernatural? You think maybe the house I went to was in Port Harcourt, and I said, before Pastor reached Port Harcourt today, now die. No, this thing, 1 second, I've gone and come back. You get the point? I can tell the person, see, you see, I got into your house and I saw this, that. And I'm talking about it, I'm having the experience already. I didn't get the point. You can just boom, move, go, come back. It can be that practical. And this is in you. By visions, your eye will be open and you see things. And once you see them, you will begin to know what they are. You just have to trust those knowings. Get the point? Trust those knowings. Trust those perceptions. And just start talking. When you start talking, they'll begin to get clearer. Hallelujah. They'll begin to get clearer. You know, there's somebody that is praying in this meeting now and is telling the Lord, tell this man something about me. Is he? But you see, I've refused to say it. Whatever the Lord told me. He says, how did you know that? You are powerful. I am. As powerful as you are. I get what I'm talking about. We're going to engage these things in us. Are you getting the point? Yes, sir. We're going to engage these things. And so when we begin to pray, we might put you in groups or join you with someone, and I'll say, share with that person. By a word of knowledge and word of wisdom, you are going to see what will be over that person. You get the point? The steps that the person is supposed to take, the next step the person must take, you can know by the Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Stand up. Hallelujah. Put your two hands to heaven. Lift up your hands. Give way because that's the gift of word of wisdom being activated in you. Tonight, I'm going to pray for you. Are you getting the point? And it's going to be seared up strongly. Are you getting the point? That's the gift of word of wisdom. You can know by the Spirit about yourself and even about others, because you've mastered the things of the Spirit when you can use it to help yourself and to help others too. That's when you've mastered it very well. It's not just for, I claim cars, I claim this. Where you can master it and master the use of it to help others. True. And some of those come with direction. And so when I say to you, stand up. You know, I was talking about it in the day. The lady I said, stand up. Take your friends. Go to your village. Look at what you do. Those things are not just, we are not wishing. The Lord said, stand up. If she had not gone to her village, does it mean that if she prays here, it cannot work? It doesn't mean it will not work. Are you getting the point?
It just means she has to stand up and go to her village. Because that's the instruction. Are you getting here? Are you getting me? That's a word of wisdom. Word of wisdom. Sometimes you're asking for something. The Lord will say, look at when you enter that office. 8 o'clock, step in. He said, does it make any difference? See, Oga, go by 8. Because you will just step in and you just find out that the road has been cleared. You know, the Lord told me something yesterday. He said, half of the time, the problem, you know, the Bible tells us that the Lord makes a way where there is no way. Did the Bible say that? Did the Bible say that? Eh? The Bible didn't say that too. The Bible said the Lord maketh a way where there seems to be no way. There is actually a way everywhere. It just seems like it's not there. But by the Spirit, you can see the way where there seems to be no way. In those same land that people were planting and their crops were dying, Isaac planted in that same land. Sometimes God can lead you. So business is not just, Lord, what should I do? Which one should I choose? And just say, which one is moving market? No. We don't go by what is moving market. That's why we just find out, we just go start this business. 3 years later, I'll tell you, see, we are changing. Once we change, 2 years later, they say they've closed border. You know, they closed border recently. Some men by the Spirit had seen it ahead of time and changed their line of business. I get to the point. And when they'll be changing, they'll be sounding like foolish men. How can we change this business that is booming like this? You know, the Lord said I should change. I'm a spiritual man. Are you? Yes, hallelujah. So let me say, I have the gift of word of wisdom. I can know by the Spirit. I can minister direction by the Spirit. I know the path that I must walk in by the Spirit. There are some of you, you know, you have the call of God upon your life. You just don't know the next step to take. Tonight, it will be clear. And I'll be talking about 2020 being the year of leaps. Many of you from tonight, you begin to see dangerous steps you have to take in the coming year. Some things the Lord will instruct you to see what you have to do in the coming year. And the Lord said, he said, some of you, those, the Lord is going to push you to do some things you've never attempted in your life in 2020. You see, when those words come, when they come, eh? They're not just words. You see, carry the baby and run. Stand up and begin to run. That's how to do it. He said, I'll push you to do some things you've never attempted all your life. I'll push you to meet people you've never met all your life. He said, even when I lead you to start a business without capital, just take the step. I get what I'm talking about. Just take the step. Sometimes when the word of wisdom is at work, it's not about what the books say. Do you understand? It's not about what a business book teaches that. Actually, before you start this kind of business, you must have at least 200 million in your account, and then you re-strategize. When employing people, you don't employ people. Sometimes, by following word of wisdom, the Lord can just say, take this step, take that step. You are going to take steps by the Spirit. We will not walk like men. Do you get the point? We will not walk like men. Even in ministry, some of you pastors and ministers, you have to learn to engage this very well when you're on stage. Because sometimes it is, you know, sometimes I can be ministering and, you know, you think I'm just talking and cracking joke. Things are flowing. Lord can say, stand up and walk towards that side. You get the point? And then, I don't know, you know, sometimes when you follow this words, you don't even know what happened. The important is that he said move and you moved. I still here. Then I told you guys of a story. Brother Hagin was in a meeting. I've told this story like more than 20 times now. Ministering. And then Brother Copeland was in front. Many years ago, 90 years or something. Was in front listening to the message. He said the Lord spoke to him. He said, kneel down. And he told God, kneel down in front of this crowd. If I was at the back, if I were praying, but kneel down here. The Lord said, no, kneel down. And then, he just argued and argued. He said, fine. He just knelt down. Immediately he knelt down. You see Brother Hagin. You know Brother Hagin? He just walked from the stage. Of Rian Doshandio. Yes, Lord. I will do it. Just step down.
placed himself, because he said he had seen in the spirit where Brother Copeland knelt down and he came and placed a prophetic mantle upon him that he will walk with all the days of his life. So when he says kneel down, he just knelt down. He said, yes, Lord, I will do it. Walked up to him. You see, these two manifestations were words of wisdom by two mature men. I don't get the point. If one person, if Brother Copeland did not kneel down, I get what I'm talking about. You have to know that by the Spirit you can tell. And some of those times when you begin to see them, they will, okay, you notice when the Lord told Joseph to run with the baby, Herod has not made any declaration. Not one. He ran with the baby. At that point of running, it was foolishness. But when those words come, just follow. Just follow. I have a couple of friends today, or daughters and sons, who have graduated from school today. And when I told them, go and pick jam form, they say, sir, no money, nobody to train me. I say, go and buy the form. That's the word of God. Buy it, write it, enter school. They say, just enter school. And somehow, when you finally graduate, they say, how did you pay your school fees? You are wondering, how did I even pay my school fees? All it is that you paid your school fees. Because the word of God has gone ahead of you. You will know the path that you must follow. I get what I'm saying. You will know. Tonight we're going to pray. Can I have someone on the keyboard? Tonight we're going to pray. We're going to pray in the Holy Ghost for a moment. And then direction will be given to many of you. And I'm going to lead you to minister to each other. Because the Lord said to us tonight, but I will speak from the mouth of fellow believers and instruct you in the path that you must follow. And so tonight you must... You must dare to believe those words that will come to you. I see a lot of people at crossroads. Crossroads. You know, you don't know the path they're going to take. You're thinking of this way and thinking of that way. Instructions will come and you will know what you must do. You just gain the admission. You don't know what to do when you enter school. You will see clearly tonight. You will see clearly. 2020 is coming. You don't even know what you're going to do. I was talking about it the other day. The Lord has led you to relocate to another city. You don't even know how to go about it. Tonight, it will play. Sometimes this thing looks like you're watching film. Has it happened to you before? It will play like a movie. And when you are telling the movie, you can use 1 hour to tell it. It played in 30 seconds. You know why? Because timing in the two realms differ. Do you understand? Timing in the two realms, they differ. Others, I can be telling you things, telling you a long story. I saw it in a second, split of second. And I can just be gisting you what happened. You know, I'll be talking, you'll be like, wow, this vision must have taken 3 days. No. Friends, we can know by the Spirit. We can see by the Spirit. We can perceive by the Spirit and see what must be. Are you ready for this tonight? Let's turn to our feet. And I'm talking to someone, as I'm talking about this, you have never attempted this before. You see, let that fear in your heart leave you now. Because says the Lord, I have put my word in your mouth. And as you begin to speak, you shall utter. You know, there's one I didn't talk about, one way we flow in this gift. One of them is prophecy. Prophecy is one stronger will flow in what we can start from prophecy. I showed that in 1 Corinthians 14, remember? You know, by prophecy. So you notice some of you, when you just hold your neighbor's hand, you just start by ordinary prophecy. Yes, yes, light comes, things fall in place, and gradually it will go from that normal prophecy and now graduate. Because the pattern is utterance, revelation, power. That's the pattern. Utterance, we precede revelation, then power will come. So some of you, it will just be ordinary prophecy. Remember that 1 Corinthians 14 verse 23. He said, when you come together, he said, everyone is praying in tongues, they will say you are mad. He said, but by tongues and prophecy, you can reveal the intents of a man's heart. I know what I'm talking about at all. You can. You can. Some of you receive instructions about your relationships. Yes. About your relationships. People you need to break out from. People you need to get connected to. Steps that you must take. There are about 5 persons here. You are confused about a church family that you can settle in. Tonight, the clarity will come.
The clarity will come. The clarity will come. The clarity will come. The clarity will come. Wave your hands. Give God praise in tongues. Give God praise in tongues.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.